They have a lot of the similar concepts as a season ago. We'll be prepared to see some unscouted looks. They do a good job of running their offense. They do what they do. They do it at a high level. They're very, very effective with it, running the ball and throwing the ball, play action, and the drop back. So, they do what they do. Pretty much every feature. He does a great job running the football. He does a great job in the passing game. He's dangerous when he gets outside the pocket, when he's on the move. Does a great job with the read zone game. He has command of the offense, and probably the most important thing, he's probably their number one competitor and one of the most competitive guys that you're going to see on tape. And so regardless of what happens, he's always playing the next play. And so he's a tremendous player. Just get in there and do what we ask him to do and play hard, play the technique and fundamentals, play smart, play fast, read the key and go, and be physical doing it. Don't try to do too much, just do your job. And that's what we work on every day. That's what we preach, and that's what he has to do when he gets in there. Yeah, well, we have a good group of rookies, a nice group. These guys, they're very, very coachable. They work hard. They do everything we ask them to do. And we spend extra time with them before practice, after practice, in the meeting rooms, and trying to prepare them to play. And they know that at some point they're going to be called upon to play for us and have a role. And whatever that role is, it can change. And so they're ready for that. And so it's a next man up mentality for us. And, it's been like that from day one, and it hasn't changed. And so we feel good about the guys we have getting ready to play. Yeah, well, it all goes back to the technique and fundamentals first and foremost. Scheme will take care of itself. We'll do what we feel like we need to do to generate pressure on the quarterback, get guys in position in the run game. And it's not just one position. In order to be solid in the run, you need excellent D-line play, but the linebackers have to fit and be physical, and the secondary needs the support when needed. That's a big part of it. Same thing with the rush. It takes all four guys. We have to have great coverage with it. Win the one-on-ones when we get the opportunities and play physical together. And so those are the things we need to do scheme-wise, and fundamentally to get it done.
But how much better can you get with the same guys?
Our goal is to get better each and every day. That's our goal. And to continue to teach, motivate, and develop. We'll continue to work with these guys. We haven't hit our ceiling with any of the guys that we have right now. We feel like some guys have higher ceilings than others, but we all have room to get better. And so that's the goal, and we feel like we should get better day in and day out and carry it over into the game. So that's our goal. He's big, he's strong, he's physical, he's fast, he's relentless. He's hungry. You can see it the way he runs. He fits well in their system. He does everything they ask him to do. He presses the hole well. He makes the cuts when the cuts need to be made, and he runs hard. And so, that's what he does, and it's very, very effective for them. Well, you get speed on the field, and we don't expect to lose anything. That's the expectation. Regardless of what position you're playing, each position has a requirement, the goal is to fulfill that requirement to the best of our ability. And so, regardless of, who's in there or what position, inside, outside, young guy, more experienced guy, does not really matter. It's a production business. The bottom line is, let's get the job done and go out there and let's go play. Well, we'll see. He continues to improve. We liked him when he walked in the door. He's got an opportunity. He's earned an opportunity to play. And we just want to continue to help him improve. He's willing to put the work in. We're putting the work in with him from a coaching staff standpoint. He's got good teammates around him, and it's just a developmental thing with him, week in and week out, day in and day out. We'll just see how it goes. But he does, he has gotten better even since he's been here.